years.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
And so on my morning edition interview calendar today, I had Sitka Summer Music Festival volunteers. And
you didn't quite know what you were in for, did you?
I didn't quite know what I was in for. Who are all these people?
Well, first of all, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel. I'm the operations director for the music festival, and we're here with some really amazing young adults. Five of David Lass's art students from the Art Choral Exploration Program, and that group of 50 total kids, and this group of four we have here today, but five, formed a core group, created the Sitka Music Festival's artwork for this year. And that artwork will appear on our posters, our t-shirts, note cards. It's going to be everywhere. It's on all our brochures, and it exemplifies the festival this summer, and it's amazing.
It is amazing. You know, I was thinking, okay, Blatchley Middle School student art, you know, that'll be cute on the music festival material, but this thing is amazing. And let's introduce the
core great.
Group and their teacher. So I've got Kaya Pike with a CH, and Rosie Payloff. Good morning, Rosie.
Morning.
And Angela Bagoyo. Morning, Angela. And
morning.
Abigail Brady. Hi, Abigail.
Hello.
And who's your teacher?
Mr. Lass.
Hi, David.
David Lass.
Good morning.
So David, and also J.R. Anchetta is here, your videographer, accompanies this group everywhere they go.
Yes.
David, how did ACE become involved in this project? Tell us what ACE is and why it was a fit for your program.
ACE is the Art and Choral Exploration class that I co-teach with Mike Kearney at Blatchley.
Right.
And last year, we did an artist in residence program with Yvonne Zerbitz, and we were able to do the mural out in the commons. And we had an opening in March that coincided with the parent-teacher conferences, and Dori Farrell happened to stop in to see the product that we had. She was there for the opening, and she's on the board for the music festival. And her wheels just got spinning immediately, and before she even walked out the door, she had this idea of, what if, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here you've taken a large group of kids and you produce this. Do you think it'd be possible to take another large group of kids and produce, you know, a poster for the festival? And so we started talking, and then she invited Bobby down from Anchorage, and we met in the end of May, and that's when the ball got rolling. And
Bobby being Bobby Reinhardt,
the
festival director,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the idea just took off from there.
Yeah, so I had all summer to mull it over, and when I came back, I got in touch back with Dori, and we brought in some posters from the past festivals that were here in town that were available, and showed the kids what had been done before, you know, and I really kind of pointed out the opportunity we have here. You know, I had posters from Barbara LaValle and Ree Mignot and Byron Birdsall, you know, pretty well-known Alaskan artists.
Yes.
And I said, we're placing you right up there with these guys, so guys and gals. And so that's when we got started someplace. I think it was about the end of September, early October.
Okay.
We started into the drafting stages, and it took us all the way up until the 15th of January to put that last colored tile on, I think.
Right. So we're going to put a picture of this thing on our website, Melissa, I hope. So
there's going to be a picture on our website, on the festival website. You're going to start seeing it everywhere. And it far exceeded our expectations at the festival. I mean, this is a first class piece of artwork, and I really want to express heartfelt thanks to David and to all the kids who worked so hard on it.
Well, I want to ask David just quickly to describe what it is, what type of material it is, and I'll ask the kids how they did it. But you said it's kind of a mosaic?
Yeah, it's basically a mosaic piece, and I was just looking for a way, and you know, I talked to the kids, the whole class, you know, what is a medium that they like to work with, and through all the paperwork that we did, oil pastels showed up to be the number one. So I'm thinking, how are we going to get 50 kids involved in oil pastels? And so the mosaic piece where they would color swatches, you know, big broad swatches, and cut them up into, you know, basically they're about quarter inch, some of them between a quarter and a half inch little chips, and they just placed thousands upon thousands of these chips.
That was the question that was in my mind. Do you girls know how many little mosaic pieces are in the final poster?
No. Just the right amount.
Not too many.
Perfect answer. And how long have you been, how long did it take to do this?
Couple months.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. From September to January. Putting it together was about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
After school and during school for 3 weeks, a couple hours almost every day.
And did the four or five of you or the core group have to, did you work on it all at the same time, or would it be like sort of doing a jigsaw puzzle? Somebody comes in and works on it for a little while, and then the next person comes in for a while.
We all kind of grouped together. Like, we'd all say, okay, guys, let's meet together after school today. And then we got there and it would be, okay, I'm going to color the pastels onto the paper. Angela's going to cut them up. Rosie and Abigail are going to find the right shades and sizes and put them on there with incredibly, mm-hmm. incredibly annoying glue.
All right, so just sort of a team effort over time. And are you all still friends, still talking to each other after this?
Yes.
Okay. Melissa, you have something in mind, the festival has something in mind for sort of unveiling this poster.
Correct.
At an event in May.
May 12th, ACE is going to do a performance, a musical performance at the Performing Arts Center here in Sitka. And we're going to unveil the artwork before the public at that time. And the festival would like to give our thanks and give some gifts to the students, thanking them for all the hard work they put into it. We're also going to show a video of the process that David Lass had taken, which will really show you what an amazing process he outlined for these students to really focus them on figuring out which direction they want to go. And so we'll be showing that video as well, so you can see how the students actually worked on this. So it'll be just a big ACE recognition night, I think.
Okay, and in addition to doing the artwork for the festival, did you girls, as part of the ACE class, do you play the drums and do the singing and everything?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So in addition to doing this poster, you had to do all the other stuff that Mr. Kernin wanted you to do. And okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it certainly seems like everybody was busy to good effect in the ACE program.
And I think if you come down to the May 12th unveiling of the artwork, you will be amazed, too, of the caliber of art that these kids put out. And I'm looking forward to seeing the video of the entire process as well, because I've only heard secondhand from Dave and the students what went into this, but it was an immense, immense detailed project, and so I'm looking forward to actually seeing how that unfolded. So that's May 12th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, that'll be something to look forward to. David Lass, this project, I mean, I'm calling it a great success. I mean, just my reaction to the final piece is you know, pretty good reaction. I think other people are going to feel the same way. I mean, as an educator, was the pressure on, you know, to sort of live up to the standard of the festival and the other artists? Is it the kind of pressure that you want to repeat every year? Or are you going to be looking for future collaboration, chances to collaborate with arts groups in Sitka? Or is this kind of a once in a while kind of a thing? Did you just have the right bunch of kids to do it this year? Or are you going to look for this kind of thing in the future?
I think it was a combination of everything. I had a great group of kids. And, you know, ACE has always historically been a really, really fun group of kids to work with. And that's not to discount any other students, but that group, you just develop a different relationship with those kids. And to be able to take this is such a real life experience, to take a poster project like this and to have the kids go from a paper vision to a final project, you know, the final product, and you know, they're all walking around with their heads held high. They really enjoy it.
Yeah, I can
tell. They enjoyed the process. And, you know, with the right project comes along, it's always fun to be able to involve as many kids as you can in something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think JR's video probably is going to go a long way to sort of illuminating how you guys eventually pulled this off, because even though you described it to me, the sort of the painstaking application of the little mosaic pieces of paper, I have a hard time just picturing how you turn kind of the chaos of thousands of little pieces of paper into this kind of beautiful poster. So Kaya, Abigail, Rosie, Angela, big pat on the back. Good job. And we'll look forward to the ACE event on the 12th. What time at the Performing Arts Center?
The concert will start at 7 p.m. And
okay.
Then we'll have some kind of an intermission where we can do the recognition process.
All right. Well, thank you.
And can I put a quick plug in for the music festival?
Well,
since
why
I'm
not?
Here. The festival runs from the 4th to the 25th of June this year. And as always, we'll have our full lineup of evening concerts on Tuesdays and Fridays, and all of our usual special events. We're adding some new events and concerts as well. Wednesday nights at the Larkspur, and movie night, and fun things like that. So you can go to our website, sitkamusicfestival.org, for our schedule. And tickets are now available online at that same location and at Old Harbor Books.
Great. Yeah, Dave.
And I just wanted to kind of reiterate that, you know, this core group of kids did, you know, kind of the bulk of the end result. But, you know, I had 50 students total, 52 students that really kind of put their heart and soul into the design process and walking through this whole deal. So I just wanted to recognize not only these four, but the other 46 as well.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be an auditorium full of very excited kids on May 12th. So that'll be something to look forward to. David Lass, ACE teacher, thanks for coming in.
Welcome.
Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with the Raven Radio and the Sitka Summer Music Festival, kind of transitioning there. Kaya Pike, Abigail Brady, Rosie Paloff, Angela Bagoya, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.